For those of you who do catch up online with this class, and if you access it through Torah Media Atlanta, you should be aware that Yisrael Killian, who runs Torah Media Atlanta, reached out because donations to that site are down. Those of you who do take advantage of it, I would suggest making a donation online when you do use it so that he can continue that site.
Okay, I want to talk a little bit about mashing avocado and bananas and making Israeli salad. Talk a little bit about teichin issues. This is very, very rudimentary, elementary outline, but I thought it would just help just to, for myself and hopefully for you as well. The malach of teichin, one of the 39 malachas, grinding, there were two elements in which it appears in the Mishkan. One was in baking bread, which is the more common one that we would think of, when they would grind up the grains to create the flour. There are many of the Rishonim who learned that the actual teichin, it was not from the bread-making process, but from the dyeing of the wool of the various coverings. In the Mishkan, they would take certain herbs or spices and crush them as well to make the dye. Either way, the primary melacha is teichin, which is grinding something into a, breaking it down into a much more elementary a component in which it has now a different or better use. It does not apply only to food. The actual malach of tochein would apply just as much to taking a piece of wood and grinding it up into wood chips, if you wanted to pave your walkway, or anything. There are other examples of non-food elements in which you were to take something and basically grind it up into a much finer consistency, would have the same element of tochein. What we're interested in is, since most of us actually don't grind on Shabbos, but there are other elements of grinding which are discussed in the Rishonim, which are much more applicable, and that is what we would refer to maybe as dicing or cutting up very fine pieces of fruits or vegetables. And this is a discussion in the Gemara. The Gemara has a certain case about choteich yerek, cutting a vegetable, and the Gemara uses an odd word for describing what exactly it is that you did to the yerek. The Gemara holds whatever it is that you did to the yerek is aser. Not only is it aser, but it's aser midaraisa. And the Rishonim argue, what was the Gemara talking about? Because the word that was used was not very clear. The majority of the Rishonim, Rashi, Tosfos, the Rambam, hold that what it meant was cutting it up dak dak. That language appears in Rashi, the word dak dak, very thin or small, to define this Gemara. The Rambam uses the same language, dak dak, and Tosfos explains it to mean mimicking what grinding is. Grinding is actually completely taking a kernel and grinding it up into a powder. Chopping something very finely or small is a miniature version of grinding, and the Rishonim hold that that's what the Gemara is referring to, and that becomes the Usur as well. So it's not the primary example of grinding, but it is viewed by the Rishonim and the Gemara as also being Usur Midaraisa, and the Mechaber Paskins that La Halacha. Problem is, we don't have a clear definition of dak dak, the language that Rashi used. You cut it very thin. So what is very thin mean that we say that is usur? So there is no one, there's no measurement. It's not like Pesach, 3.4 ounces in 3 minutes. There is no such thing like that. It really depends what it is that you're cutting. But if what it is that you're cutting is particularly small, in the new use that you were doing, in other words, this is a cucumber salad, an Israeli salad is like this. And I know when I cut it like this, that's for an Israeli salad as opposed to just slices of cucumbers. So that kind of example is where you'd really want to stay away from, because it's asur midaraisa. And the suggestion of the Mishnah Berurah, who quotes the Sefer Yoreim, who also wasn't sure exactly how to define it, so whatever it is that you wanted to do, you should do it a little bigger than whatever you normally would do. If you were cutting whatever you were cutting on a weekday, and you're cutting it on Shabbos, so you should make sure to avoid cutting it small, because if it is small, that would be asur daraisa and a real serious isur in that. But because of the fact that this is not the primary form of grinding, the primary form of tochen is actually grinding into a powder or a flour, so there are a number of leniencies which come up with this category of just cutting something into small pieces. Number one is that we paskin, it's also machlokas rishonim, that it only applies to gidule karka, things which were grown out of the ground. So when we talk about the prohibition of cutting things into small or thin pieces, it would not apply to fish, to eggs, to meat. So if you wanted to either feed to a small child, or you wanted to cut something up for a salad, anything that was not a fruit or vegetable, something that grew out of the ground, this category of tochein does not apply if it's not gidule karka. It's only to your cucumbers, tomatoes, potatoes and the like, anything that grew out of the ground, they're cutting something, like, you wanted to cut celery small for a salad or whatever it is that you're cutting for your peppers, all of those things would have this issue. And if you like to cut very small pieces of pepper for your salad, cut them before Shabbos. Although we'll find some other leniencies as well. That's leniency number one. Leniency number two is a principle called Ein Tochein Achar Tochein. You can't grind something after it's already been ground up. So what that means is crackers, breads, which have already been ground into a flour and baked. Once it's been baked, and you cannot violate Tochein again. It's already been ground up, so it's done. So if you wanted to make, you wanted to mash up a cracker because you wanted to sprinkle the crumbs on top of salad, or you have melba toast and you want to do the same thing with whatever you have, anything that's already been baked into a cracker bread type product, mm-hmm. that you can completely mash up, even though you're almost making it into a powder again, which is the primary form of tochein, but it doesn't count as tochein because it's already been tocheined. So you can't tochein something after it's already been tocheined once. That's another thing you need to be aware of if you want to do something like that.
Like ramen noodles? You know?
Yeah, anything that's already been made, anything that's been a flour once and had been cooked, you could do whatever you want with that. That's correct. The third one is the Machlokas Rishonim. The Chulas Arash beholds, and the Ramah quotes this lahalacha, that in the same way as by Borer, Borer is a Malacha Midarai, so you can't separate or sift or choose the good from the bad out of the good, but for immediate use, Borer in effect becomes permitted. Together with, as long as you're taking the good and you're not doing it with a utensil, even though you're violating the Malacha of Borer, but I'm allowed to do Borer when it's for immediate use under those particular circumstances. So the question that the Rishonim deal with is which malachas does that apply to and which malachas don't that apply? Like Bishul, for example. Let's say I'm hungry right now. So I say, I'm not cooking Friday night for Shabbos morning, I'm cooking for right now. So do we say that the malacha of Bishul is permitted because I'm hungry now? Absolutely not. Bishul is Bishul, and it doesn't matter when you're cooking for, you're not allowed to cook on Shabbos. Even the Borer, we say, you are allowed to. So because Borer is considered part of the eating process. Part of eating is separating, whether through the chewing process or as you with your fork and knife. So Borer, the malacha, becomes permitted for immediate use because it's no longer Borer. Borer was done in the fields as you got ready with your grain to take out the debris from the grain. But on your plate, as you're about to eat, that's not Borer. So each malacha that we're showing them discuss, is there such a concept? The Rashba holds there's such a concept by tochein as well. Tochein is grinding. When you eat, in essence, you're grinding the food up in your mouth to prepare it to be swallowed. You can't swallow something whole. You need to chew it. So in the same way as we extend borer to your plate, it's all part of the eating process. Tochein immediately prior to eating is considered part of the eating process. And the Rashba holds, therefore, the same leniency would apply, which means even if you're cutting it dak-dak, the Rashba would hold, if you're cutting dak-dak, but you're doing it right before you served it, it's completely permitted, says the Rashba. So if you wanted to slice and dice your tomatoes and your cucumbers for a salad, and you forgot to do it before Shabbos, the Ramah paskins v'halacha, and based on the Chuvas of Rashba, that as long as you're not doing it and then going to shul, you're doing it literally as you're making the salad in the kitchen about to serve it, you'd be allowed to cut it even dak-dak because the concept of miyad applies to tochein as much as it applies to borer. Chazanish argues on the Ramah, says we don't accept that Rashba, so it's shrouded in this leniency is not so clear. The reason why that is, I said that a little inaccurately. The Ramah quotes the Rashba. The Rashba himself, in his discussion, says, not so sure, I should say the Beis Yosef, when he quotes the Rashba, there's a lot of discussion about it. The Ramah goes with it. He's not the first one to discuss it. There's much discussion. The Ramah goes with it. The Mechaber wasn't so sure about it. Chazon Ish is not happy with it. The Rav Moshe goes, we'll get back to all this in a moment. I just want to put it out there, the Ramah paskins b'halacha, that you can accept this Rashba and you could do tochein for immediate use. We'll get back to that with this third discussion. So those are the three leniencies when it comes to cutting something. Then one other leniency, which I don't have, that Rav Moshe holds as well in a tshuva, that dak-dak is like square dak. If you cut thin pieces, that's not considered tochein. Let's say you wanted to cut strips of carrots or cucumber for whatever you're cutting it for, that's not tochen. It has to be where it's dock, like dock this way and dock that way, as opposed to these long strips. That would also be okay. What about mashing? That's the next category. So tochen, the main thing is actually grinding up. Then we have cutting things into small little bits. What about mashing a banana or an avocado, either for a guacamole or for a child, or because you like mashed banana or potato or guacamole, avocado. So what's the story with mashing? So here you have a machlokas achronim between the Chazanish and Rav Moshe. Chazanish holds stringently that mashing is primary tochen. It is exactly the same as the primary form of taking a kernel and grinding it into a flour. Mashing is the same exact thing. Asur midoraisa. And he holds, we don't hold like the Rashba's heter of immediate use, so that not only is it considered tochen, but even if it was considered tochen, if you held like the Rashba, which the Ramad does, okay, let it be tochen, I'm allowed to do tochen for immediate use. The Chazanish comes out stringently on both. Not only is mashing considered tochein, he doesn't hold of the heter of immediate use, and therefore the Chazanish would not allow ever to mash up a banana or an avocado or a potato on Shabbos, except that he has a major leniency of a shinoi. Now, as long as you're doing it in an abnormal way, using, let's say, instead of the fork or the spoon, you use the handle of the fork or the spoon, then the Chazanish says would be permitted. That's the Chazanish's opinion. So, three components, two being the stringency, that mashing is considered tochen, and that we do not permit immediate use, which would apply, the Chazanish is not allowing immediate use is not only for mashing, that he's stringent on that for all things. He wouldn't let you chop anything in a small way either way. But he does permit doing it with a shinui to mash a banana or a potato. Rav Moshe argues on every element of the Chazanish. Rav Moshe is lenient. He says, first of all, mashing is not considered tochen. Tochen is where you take a kernel and you divide, you mash it up into a pat. This is just taking a banana, and instead of it being solid, you just spread it out a little bit. But it's one solid piece. That's not tochen. That's not grinding. You have to have separate pieces, argues Rav Moshe, to be considered tochen. And therefore, smashing up an avocado, a potato, a banana, Rav Moshe would say is completely fine. And he says, we do paskin the Rashba as the Rama holds. In general, we accept cutting things small for immediate use. But he concludes, Lamaisa, out of respect for the Chazanish, he says, the Chazanish holds that mashing is considered tochen, and the Chazanish doesn't want to use for immediate use. So he says, in deference to the Chazanish, you should really only mash with a shinoi. Even though he holds lamaisa, really it is okay. So that, in summary, I would say as follows. When it comes to dicing, when it comes to cutting things that's not a mashing, we're talking about tomatoes, cucumbers, red pepper, and the like that you cut regularly on Shabbos. So first of all, again, it has to be gedulei karko in order for there to be a prohibition. The Rav Moshe holds you can rely on that which the Ramah paskins from the Ramah, that if you are stuck and you do it right before you eat, it's totally fine. The Mishnah Berurah would suggest, or Moshe would suggest, it's better to avoid this and simply cut them larger than you otherwise would. As long as you're cutting it larger than you otherwise would, then you don't have an issue at all, and there's no malacha b'chal. So that's the simple solution in terms of avoiding it. If, for whatever reason, you really needed to cut something small, either for a child or you thought the salad had to have it. So then, Rav Moshe says, as long as you're doing it miyad, it's mutter. As long as it's miyad, it would be mutter. And but ideally, it should be a little bit larger, and I would certainly highly recommend always cutting something larger on Shabbos, just to avoid this entire issue. When it comes to mashing, even though Rav Moshe holds that's completely mutter, he says in deference to the Chazanish, who holds that it's completely usher, you should only do mashing with a shinoi. So if you needed to make a guacamole or mash a banana for a child, that you should only do with a shinoi, or also with immediate use. Yeah?
Is there any issue of how mushy you make it?
So, again, Rav Moshe would say it doesn't matter, because the whole concept of mashing is not within tochen, because it's all one solid mass as opposed to separate, distinct pieces. In deference to the Chazanish, so that, I don't think he would say it would make a difference, but it sounds like the concept of...
You're just saying how you do it, not necessarily... you're saying the utensil as a how you do it. As
oh, you want to say the shinoi is how.
I was interpreting the shinoi meant like turn your fork upside down.
Yes, I agree. That's right.
So the shinoi has nothing to do with. You don't have to like leave chunks in your.
No. Yeah. Thank you for clarifying. Right. The shinoi is the method of mashing. That's right. So if you want to make a guacamole on Shabbos and you're afraid if you made it Erev Shabbos it would get all brown and you wanted it to be green, so you should use, if you wanted to cover all your bases, you would do it miyad and with a shinoi. Even though, again, but Rav Moshe says you don't have to, but Rav Moshe says it's mamish mutter, he doesn't hold that it's tochein and it'll be fine. But if you wanted to, but he suggests in deference to the Chazanish who holds that it's aser, and aser midaraisa, so Chazanish is Chazanish, Rav Moshe says you should use a shinoi, since the Chazanish himself held that it would be mutter to do that with the shinoi. Even Rav Moshe says, I don't think it needs a shinoi. If you want to get into the lumps of Rav Moshe says, I don't understand why the shinoi should work, because if it's really also midaraisa, shinoi never makes something mutter, shinoi only makes something not chayiv. So Rav Moshe says, I don't understand the Chazanish, but the Chazanish himself said it, I think the whole thing is mutter, so as far as I'm concerned, it's fine. But in deference to the Chazanish, to do what he says. He says to use the shinoi, so use the shinoi if you're going to mash on Shabbos itself. Okay, 9:30 on the dot. All right, good to be back. Good to be back. Have a great night.
For those of you who do catch up online with this class, and if you access it through Torah Media Atlanta, you should be aware that Yisrael Killian, who runs Torah Media Atlanta, reached out because donations to that site are down. Those of you who do take advantage of it, I would suggest making a donation online when you do use it so that he can continue that site.